Hello and welcome to Some Material Tales Podcast. Today I want to shed light on what happens when cemeteries reach their capacity and share some insights on what we can do in those type of situations. You know, as I mentioned in the previous episode, cemeteries hold the stories of generations past. They are sacred grounds where our loved ones rest and their memories live on. However, as time passes and communities grow, we are faced with the challenge of limited space within our cemeteries. It is a reality that we must confront with sensitivity and confront with reverence. When cemeteries reach their full capacity, it becomes essential for us to explore alternate solutions to ensure the respectful and dignified resting place for our departed loved ones. Let us consider a few important considerations and potential courses of action in these type of circumstances. Of course, we always have to look at preservation and maintenance, of course. You know, we must prioritize the preservation and maintenance of existing cemetery grounds. This entails some kind of ongoing care. This ensures that the resting places of our ancestors are kept in optimum conditions. It is our duty to honor their memory by preserving the sanctity and beauty of these hallowed grounds. You know, as you also want to look at expansion and development. You know, in some cases, expanding existing cemeteries or establishing new burial grounds may be necessary. You know, this requires careful, thoughtful planning and collaborating with different people, and also have consideration for the cultural and environmental impact with doing such a thing as establishing more burial grounds. It's vital to strike a balance between meeting the needs of the present and respecting the historical significance of these spaces. You know, one thing that working on in the cemetery where I manage is, of course, cremation and columbariums. It's the trend. It's hot, as they say. No pun intended. And also green burials, you know. But you want to address like the limited space and then utilize different means, and cremation and using columbariums is an idea. You know, cremation allows for the respectful deposition of human remains while occupying less physical space. And then when you look at columbariums, they provide like a dedicated space for storage and memorization of cremated remains, creating a serene environment for remembrance and reflection. You know, that's where you have scattering gardens. You have different areas that's, you know, again, serene, where you start looking at along ponds and in your cemetery, or like having like lush quality, beautiful landscaping. You know, also when you look at when cemeteries are full, you must focus on like memorization practices. You know, this is maintaining those structures, you know, providing some kind of genealogical research. You know, I'm a fan of having kiosks that you can use your QR codes and things like that, as well as, you know, organizing some type of events that honor the history and the stories of those laid in your cemetery that are laid to rest. You know, keeping these memories alive is important. We ensure that legacy continues and it inspires and guides future generations. You know, and of course, you have to have community involvement. You know, the challenge of limited space in the cemeteries requires a community environment that engagement. It's through these collaborations that open dialogue and shared responsibility that we can address these complex issues. You know, if you come together with your community and historical societies and your friends, groups, your religious organizations, you all can work together to find solutions to honor our past while also accommodating the needs of the present. You know, now while the physical limitations of cemetery space may prove to be challenging, We also got to always remember that the true essence of our loved ones transcends earthly confines. You know, their spirits live on in our hearts and our memories and the legacy they left behind. You know, I still think about my grandfather. He's been gone since 2001. This is 2023. You know, I still think about those things. I seen a cardinal yesterday, for example, that reminds me of him every time, you know, things may be a little challenging for myself personally. You know, after he passed away, it's interesting, in Ohio, winter time, I'm still in high school at the time, 2001, and he, when he passed in that November, it's interesting that the next morning I go outside and it's a cardinal sitting there, and I was like, that is so interesting. On top of other, you know, things that happened at the home, microwave come on by itself, computer come on by itself after he passed. There's a lot of things was going on, but, you know, getting back into this, it's like, you got to think about the legacy that's left behind, you know. So as we navigate the realities of potentially full cemeteries, you got to draw strength from the bonds when you meet people to unite us in the lessons imparted by those who came before. It's like you have to do those things to assist. It does something when you help people out in that manner, you know. So when cemeteries reach their full capacity, it's our responsibility to preserve, expand, and adapt. We must approach these challenges with compassion and approach these with respect and a commitment to honoring the memory of our departed loved ones. If we do all of this together, we can find innovative ways to navigate the complex landscape of these cemeteries, ensure that the spirits that are at rest in these cemeteries can have eternal peace. So to wrap this up, I say we continue to cherish, let us all continue to cherish and celebrate these sacred spaces that are our cemeteries. And by holding the memories of everyone that's gone before us close to our heart, it's important. You know, show love to your local cemetery. It's a good thing to do. Thank you.